Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Dr. TK, and welcome back to the podcast. And so let me give a disclaimer about this particular topic, having a conversation with your future self, and we are about to chat. If you have not had the opportunity to listen to the previous podcast episode where I was talking about Let's Catching Up, going through a transition, because I did poll my audience on Instagram and a whole lot of people said they, you know, life is life. So I would highly recommend that you go back and listen to that episode. You don't have to listen to it in a particular order, but it can set the tone for this particular episode. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into it. I want to talk to you today about how can you have a conversation with your future self so that it could position you to have a quantum leap, not just in your mindset, but actually in your life and in your business. Now, because I'm a therapist, I tend to do case studies. And, you know, for this season, your girl is her own case study, okay? Because I have not been showing up as frequently in terms of talking live on social media, which I used to do a lot. From time to time, you may catch me more in my stories than on my feed, to be honest. But that's okay, because to me, that's where the intimacy is anyway. And so I wanted to catch you up with the whole transitional piece and continuing to talk about the struggle behind closed doors. And so one area that I have been focused on, or I'm going to say struggling in, is who do I want to focus on in terms of my targeted audience? These last 2 years has definitely shifted in terms of what type of clients I am attracting for the good. The numbers have definitely changed, to be fully transparent. We don't get as many, for example, people registering for our boot camps. We don't get as many people within one cohort signing up for our program. But what's interesting is last year, we got at the end of the year, the same amount of people. It was just spread out differently. I think the previous year we were used to having like 4 big open enrollment periods for our main program. And then some more pop-up ones that were more behind the scenes, maybe only via email only during the holidays. We would anticipate those would be a lower amount of students only because it was not expected. And so we have found that tracking our results over the last 2 years is just our economy. Our world has changed, but also my desire to talk to even different classifications of mental health providers has changed. And so over the last 2 years, I have been fine-tuning my messaging with, I really still want to work with therapists, but I also want to work with healers. I also want to work with, in general, air quotes, service providers. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm moving away from the therapist coaching space, but what I find is that a lot of the therapists that come into our programs end up branching out into those other two areas anyway with other streams of income, right? And so I started looking at, okay, who do I want to focus on really? Why? And what does my future self want to do with her purpose and her time? That's what we're really going to talk about. And I want you to write that down if you can. What does your future self want to do with his or her purpose and time? Because to me, the definition of wealth is time. Okay. That's the only currency you cannot ever get back. So I started to look at, okay, what do I love? Right. Cause that should be where my energy is. What do I love? I love teaching. I love creating. So I was like being a therapist to myself, like, all right, what do you love more than teaching? And I'm like, huh, that's a good question. I love responding to people's questions. I can hands down create a podcast episode, no lie, because I've done it every day of the week. Let's just say Monday through Friday. Just by responding to y'all questions. I love doing it. I get like high, right? Doing Q&A. And if you heard the previous episode, I talked about a little bit about my human design. And that is part of my human design, is that I thrive when I'm responding. So if you are in any of my coaching programs, you will see a difference even with how I show up and even how I've shared how I would prefer to show up, because I also have found that when we talk about implementation and execution, entrepreneurs do better when you can show up and ask a question in which you can get personalized feedback to then go execute. Correct me if I'm wrong. We can all go into a course portal and learn. We can all sit in a lecture and take notes, but it's a whole different ballgame when you need to leave the lecture, leave the event, leave the workshop, and actually go do at least 15% of what you've learned. So I then had to ask myself, or I chose to ask myself, if you could design, I mean, I'm talking to myself, right? If you could design your business for the next level, the next chapter, what would it look like? And y'all about to get a sneak peek into what my team got to deal with, right? So almost every week, I will tell my team, listen, we about to play the what would you do if game. And what that means is that we play the act as if game. What would happen if this year we collected $2 million in cash? What would y'all do if we had 1,000 students enroll in this program? I mean, we striving for 50, but what if it was 1,000? Because that will tell us what we need to do in our present day and our present actions to start the journey with walking down that path to get to that future version. Because see, some people are looking just to get to the 1,000, but if we're at 50 and we want to get to the 1,000, now we need to reach another dream big but believable number so that we don't always feel like we failed something when we don't hit the bigger goal. Does that make sense? So I'm going to walk you through a variety of different products and services. And if you're part of these products or services, get into your girl DM and let me know like how this sounds, right? Like that sound dope. And so let's go with the bigger, more frequently offered program, the Dope Therapist Academy Manifest a Profitable Private Practice coaching program. So that program is super niche down. It is only for mental health therapists, not healers, not coaches, just straight up mental health therapists that either want to open from scratch or wake up their existing private practice. We focus on vision of your business in blueprint, how to reach your ideal clients, marketing, how to automate your back office, at least 75% of it so you can get your time back, how to clarify and show up as the expert with your niche and how that can lead to other streams of income later. And then delegation, how can we at least help you get things off your plate, build SOP so that at minimum you can hire an admin assistant or someone who can do consultations, right? So these are the thoughts when I think about my future self. And I'm gonna share with y'all at the end, like if you're a DTA student, you're gonna be like, yo, you almost there. I'm like, come on now. So when I think about DTA, this is what I see right now. I want students to be able to join every day. That's been my big goal, y'all, for 4 years, but I've been scared. And that will be a whole nother episode. But I want students to join more frequently throughout the year. Ideally, every day we're welcoming a new student because that is showing me that I'm walking in my purpose and serving, right? I also want when they start for them to still go through their 12-week cohort. So what will that look like? Right now we go in order B-R-A-N-D. But technically, if they're going through the course, this is my big desire. If they're going through the course in order, we should technically not have to go in order on the coaching call because people should just be able to come in and ask their question. Coaching call is over. Go build your business. That has always been my desire. But the reason why, just for y'all who listening, the reason why we tend to fall back on the in order B-R-A-N-D is because a lot of our students may not necessarily go through the videos and do the work, right? Now, at one point, for 2 years straight, they were. Something happened around 2022. I don't know if therapists were burnt out on courses, burnt out because of the pandemic, but we started to notice a huge shift with how they were showing up in the portal in terms of getting through all the modules that were all like, you know, multiple, but like 5 to 10 minute videos. It was very digestible. So my desire is to show up and be a coach and let the portal teach. Also, because they will be coming in more frequently, I want them to have a official orientation, but not by me, with a support coach. Get on the calendar, 15 minutes. It could be a group of people, whoever joined that week, kind of like college or University of Phoenix. Every Monday, we have an orientation at 10 o'clock, right? If it's one person there, cool. If nobody joined that week, cancel. If 5 people join, y'all all going to the same call, right? And so then I still want to have what we have now, what's called the podcast companion. That is me in their ear saying, hey, by now you should be on Blueprint. If not, that's okay. But this is what to look forward to. Pause this and go finish Blueprint, or go finish whatever's in front, you know, before Blueprint. So they're going to have a podcast companion that walks them through the 12-week journey. Of course, they will have the online course portal. We also clearly would still have the Facebook group to build community. That's open up all year to get, you know, support. And then of course, like I said, we would have the coaching calls, but my desire is literally to show up. You come with a question. I answer your question. Other people chime in on the answer. You ask a follow-up question. We're done. We don't even need to stay an hour. If three people got a question, everybody else is there to observe. We get off. That is my desire. Now, the crazy part is when I was actually writing this vision down, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so living in a state of fear, because we are 85% at our goal. But the bigger question is, and this is what I want you to write down when you're thinking about your next chapter, your next level and what it will look like, is once you write down what you want, I want you to take a look at if that thing is already in place. Approximate like what percentage you are close to that goal. And I believe that we are 85% close to that goal. The only thing we don't have is students joining more frequently. Everything else is actually already in place. We got support coaches. Even if I need to do the orientation to begin with, I'm cool because I'm leveraging time. So what would it take? This is the question. What would it take for you to get to 100% of your goal, TK? And for me, it's simply automation and delegation. Now, clearly delegation will go into maybe hiring more team members, maybe getting more support coaches, or increasing the support coaches' availability. Automation may be we go and fine tune the systems that we have to make sure that just with a press of a button, as much as possible is automated so that it's not a lot on our team, because I'm not trying to burn people out. But I was like, dang, when you write something down, you realize how closer you are to the goal than what it looks like in your head, and then you in a state of anxiety or fear, right? So the next product, the Digital Side Hustle Club. When I think about Digital Side Hustle Club, I think about just overall digital products. But Digital Side Hustle Club is new, but the concept in my business is not new. We've been talking about digital products since behind closed doors, 2016. It came to the public in 2020 when I had the membership for what's known as the Dope Therapist Tribe back then. That program ended up closing because at the end of the day, we ended up having like 5 students who were not in DTA. A lot of those students got exposed to what's possible with streams of income, but it was not there to teach them about private practice. It was actually there to teach them about intro to digital products. And a lot of them realized that their private practice could be their real entryway into digital products, because they could just take the things that they're doing with their clients, some of them, not ones that will harm people. You know, you don't want to put out a digital product that somebody can't walk through the journey with you. And so a lot of them realized when they got their private practice in order, a lot of those students end up going into my mastermind, right? So I brought Digital Side Hustle Club back, and I went into this in the previous episode. So go and listen to it in terms of who really, really that program is for and what people's expectations should be at when they go into that program, because it is a low entry point in terms of like less than $100. Nothing that I offer outside of CE workshops is less than $1,000. Okay. So this is my vision for that program. I still love to have the monthly Q&A, but it should be a Q&A, not teaching. unless something new just dropped in the digital space, right? I want to have a course attached that is more of what's called a jumpstart kit, which we have. It covers what is a digital product, how to make up your mind about a digital product, what are the four launch phases. So this is what I see as for Digital Side Hustle Club. The program is for those who want to jumpstart idea generation and they want to learn the launch phases. They want to use our community as support to get clear and honestly follow through with the freaking digital product idea. Because that's where we're at right now. Some of our students have been in since December. Some of them have taken action. And then some of them are watching by the sidelines. They ain't saying nothing, but they in a group. And then some people are like, I ain't finished the ebook. And I'm like, man, pause the ebook. Can you go find people to make sure that the ebook gonna sell? You feel me? Like, let's do launch phase one. Launch phase one is not make the ebook. Launch phase one is to tease the ebook to see before you finish this thing, should there be any updates or edits or expansion? What are people wanting? Not what you think they want. So then you tell them to buy the ebook. That's not going to work, or the guide, whatever you want. So I want the Digital Side Hustle Club to be for those who gain clarity, tap into their creativity, and honestly marry the idea of being a digital product creator. Because you're already a digital creator. If you're doing anything online, even telehealth, you're a digital creator, no matter what you say. Okay. So what I also want to do, and what I'm in the process of doing right now, is I want to eventually be like a case manager where I am linking people with proper products. What I have realized is because I want to leverage my time so much to spend time with my children, to be honest, that's the stage that I'm in. I'm in mommy and wife and enjoying life and traveling stage. I want to show up to answer questions. But I also want to vet either collaboration products or courses and or link people with the ones that I already have created. But I also have realized that if somebody else creates A to Z digital marketing course, like right now at the time of this recording, I have already vetted a course that I'm about to put my students on. And I'm about to go over what people are saying in the media and what people are not saying in the media in terms of how can you become a digital marketer, right? Because you know I will never, ever put y'all in front of something that is not legit. That is just not how I get down. I'm hella thorough, right? I will act like I'm buying it, which I did. I bought it with my own money and I went through the course on my own. And then I've incorporated what the course is teaching me or reteaching me. And I'm like, damn, this is good. I wish my clients had it. And they give me the ability to offer it to my clients. So hell, why not? Why would I sit down? I'm getting ahead of myself because that's going to be a whole other podcast episode. But like, why would I get ahead of myself and or not? Why would I get ahead of myself? Why would I sit down and record 140 lessons about how to create a digital product in terms of marketing and just so much more? Why can't I just provide a community for people who want to work with me so that I can help them get out of their way to then go and launch it? Because anybody can buy a course. Let's be real. But the person who's going to see the results from a digital product are the ones who have support and have a cheerleading community behind them, right? So that's what I'm working toward. But I also know that not everybody's serious about creating digital products. It just looks attractive, right? So my vision for Digital Side Hustle Club, I would say looking at this list, I am 75% there. The 25% is going to come in the next 30 days, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Right now, it's March, at the end of March, 2024. And there's going to be some information dropping more about digital products and introducing this vetted course that I have taken to my clientele, because I've been talking about for a while, I'm not going to be stingy with my resources. I never have. So if something taught me how to put food on my table, how to eat more, I want you to pull up a seat to the table. So we're going to keep talking about that topic in some future episodes. Now, one of the bigger things that I looked at in terms of my future self is bringing back more access. So currently, the only people who have access to me via Voxer and or one-on-one are our alumni mastermind students because they chose a 90-day package. Also, we had a Scale Academy program in which I offered it just twice for a year. It was a beta program. And we offered them Voxer along with monthly calls. But they were looking at not digital products, but mental health expansion, talking about going into schools and into the community to build mental health programs. Okay. So my big goal that we're currently working on is bringing back more access for DTA and digital product students. Now, you don't have to necessarily be my client or student to take advantage of this, but it may be easier for you to fill out an application and get in, because what we would do is vet you based on your performance in the programs. And if we feel like we need to do an interview, then we'll do an interview. And why do I do an application and an interview? Because we're talking about access to time. And I don't know about you, but even as a therapist, I'm not just about to meet with a client and I haven't vetted them through a consultation, right? So what does this access look like? It's going to be, and I'm saying it's going to be because it's already being offered to some people. It's going to be either a 90-day Voxer package with a one-time 20-minute or so intention setting call. The intention setting call is imperative because I need to know what I'm coaching you on. So for example, DTA students get the opportunity to get this if they want it after they've completed Blueprint. Well, what is the requirement on the application? The same thing that you should have done in Blueprint. I want to know who is your targeted audience. It needs to be clear. Do not just put professional women. I don't know what that means, right? But who is your ideal client? Be descriptive. What is your framework? DTA students know what that means. Like, how do you work with them from A to Z? And what is your 12-month but also 90-day goal? And the reason why all of those are imperative is that the only way I'm going to be able to coach you and reel you in when you start going sidetracked on yourself, trying to work on five things at a time, because that's not what we're going to do in 90 days. I want to know what your 90-day goal is, because that's what I'm going to hold you to. And we're going to sit down on Zoom for that intention setting call. You're going to clarify what your 90-day goal is, and you're going to give me permission to hold you to it. Does that make sense? So that's one level. And then Voxer pretty much is anything that we talk about throughout that 90 days. It's just not a one question a month. We're talking about it. We're talking. I will full-blown send you a 15-minute Voxer, okay? And they are good. All of our students say, I love Voxer, specifically because they say when they have a thought in the middle of the night, maybe they're up, I'm not, the time zone is different, it don't matter. They can get it out of their head and they can talk it out because they know I ain't going to respond until I'm going to respond. And I typically don't respond until 1 or 2 business days later because I need time to think about even how I want to respond to you, right? And I love voice because I'm able to hear out your thoughts, not half cut off because you didn't feel like typing it all out, right? Now, the second level is more equivalent to what our mastermind students had. This particular package will include the 90-day package for Voxer. It will include an intention setting just so we can know what we're doing. But it will also include a certain number of one-on-one sessions within that 90 days, meaning we will be meeting on Zoom and we will only talk about 1 to 2 things. And depending on how big one thing is, we may not get to the second one because we're going deep on a one-on-one call with you and I. It'll be recorded. You will get a replay. You can download the replay. You will get an actionable plan after every one-on-one session. And then if you are in any of these programs that we have, I will then redirect you potentially to certain areas that you may need to go back to, or maybe you need to go to them because you ain't never been to them, right? So the access packages will be limited. And when I say limited right now, it's like 5 people and I'm already at 3. Okay. And so we don't have that many spots. So what that means is when you apply, it doesn't mean that you won't be approved. It just may mean that we still may have an interview if that's the case, or review your application, of course, and follow back up with you. But we may say, hey, we're currently at capacity. And my capacity could change at any time, depending on what's going on. But we may say we're at capacity right now. We don't have any available spots, but we will reach back out to you by this date, because how it works is, and I've been doing this for years, our students have a habit of renewing until they're good, right? because they tend to work on other projects in every quarter if they have different streams of income. Or if they're building a deeper program, like a coaching program or something like that, that takes time, okay? And they may need access to other things that I have that were offered in our mastermind program. So DTA is a little easier because you have a core shell. The Digital Side Hustle Club, to a degree, you have a core shell, but it doesn't give you the whole A to Z of how to build out a full-blown digital product yet, okay? So what this will look like is when you go into the 90 days, I chose 90 days because my life currently with a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, being a wife, and also wanting to just also get my time back, right? In the way that I want it in this season, because I got my time back, but it looks different. It's because I know that I like to experiment with different things. I don't want to lock myself into anything that's super long-term. So I am doing 90-day increments with the things that I love to do as well. If you think about it, the DTA program is a 12-week program, right? That is 90 days. We have the Digital Side Hustle Club. That's once a month. It's regimented. It's the same day of the month on the same time, and it's locked into my calendar for the whole next, 2 years, right? If anything, I'll do bonuses, but I'm not going to put myself out there to show my face more than what I would like. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to bring up is this highly qualified podcast episode, because I did say that I was going to talk about it in the last episode. Oh yeah. Before I forget, how close am I to implementing the bring back more access? I'm already doing it. So I'm here. The only thing we need to make people aware of more is that it exists. Okay. So I'm going to say I'm 95% there, because a lot of our students may not even know that they can opt in to apply, or they forgot. So the last thing I'll share with you, and this is actually in the show notes. If you go to drtk.com/links, anything that I have related to private practice, if we are in a bootcamp, cause I'm not at the, it's offered every day right now, then it will be in the links page. Digital Side Hustle Club, you can sign up. That's in the links page. Soon this collaboration with the A to Z digital product and marketing course will also be in the links page. The Voxer soon will be in the links page, but honestly, at this time, we prefer to only give access to two groups of people, either the students who are already in our programs and alumni, and or people who I've been having a fluid conversation with in the DM, vetting them because they're not in our programs. And there's no guarantee that they would even go into Voxer because they may actually need a DTA first, right? So the last thing is this highly qualified podcast episode. So my vision for this podcast now, because it's changed, is that I am going to slowly start integrating these episodes to the public podcast, the podcast you're listening to right now. Right now, the Highly Qualified Podcast is behind a wall in which you need an email address to access it. Now, I do get more personal on that podcast feed. The whole goal initially of the podcast episodes were to be an actual program that would, I'm gonna say, shift the mindset of mental health therapists that were living in a state of fear of investing in themselves, especially those who may have went to my boot camp and they're not ready yet. Or there may be a student and we need to just mentor them through helping them see how highly qualified they are no matter life experiences. So what I end up doing is becoming my own case study and walking people through different personal and business and career experiences that I've went through, but always coming out on top. Clearly, I'm not going to share anything that I have not finished processing, like baggage that's loaded. So I found that when I was sharing the first lesson, the second lesson, I'm like, damn, this is dope. And what capped it all off is when people were getting into my DM every week saying, man, that episode hit. Like, that's all they got to tell me. It was like the way they said it with words, like that hit me because I was getting personal. I'm talking about being a token, being a black woman from Compton, discrimination, stereotype. You ain't got to be a therapist to listen to it, but I'm just saying, like, I'm sharing my story and I am a therapist. I am a black woman from Compton. I'm talking about manifesting things in the midst of a damn divorce, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? I think they only got like 6 episodes, but a lot of people's mindset and lives, including students that are in our programs, have been transformed, or they're taking a deeper look into how highly qualified they truly are, but that they're not giving themselves credit. And that was the main purpose. But initially, it was carved out to only be for a certain group of people. But what I'm realizing is that because I'm enjoying it so much and I'm getting so many DMs, I literally heard a download from God say, you've had your training wheels on for a little bit. You clearly enjoy making this, but I wonder how many people are not hearing your message simply because it's not available for the public. I understand why you put it behind a wall. You needed to test out how comfortable you also felt with putting your messaging out there, because you don't talk about this stuff on your podcast. You may hint at it, but you don't talk about it. But it's time to put it out there for everybody to be highly qualified. And I was like, you right? You right? And so slowly but surely, you will start to see highly qualified podcast episodes drip out. I don't know how I'm going to format it in terms of, do I put highly qualified in the beginning or do I just probably put it in the show notes? But nevertheless, stay tuned. All right. So why am I sharing all of this in this podcast episode? My hope is that you will find some inspiration to have a conversation with your future self and learn how to make decisions today based on where you want to go tomorrow. So in recap, write down what your future looks like just in the next like 1 to 2 years. It ain't gotta be 10 years. If you are a business owner or if you're at a 9-to-5 job, what type of streams of income do you want? Even if you don't know the name of them, just like, I want one ebook. I want one one-on-one coaching client one day, right? Because those things are going to tell you, okay, I want to be a coach. Do I want to get certified because I'm a therapist? I don't want no ickiness with my license. Okay, well, how married are you to that idea? Go experiment. Go put on some training wheels. Try it out. That's one thing that I'm really good at. And I'm not saying everybody's built like that. I can deal well with risk. Not a lot of people can do with that, but I can, I'm a gambler, right? Not to the point where I'm homeless, but I will put out more risk than others, which is why I really believe that I am truly resilient and successful, because I feel like I only got one life to live and you don't get another try at this thing. Not in this lifetime, not in this body, not with this soul. So why not go all in and test run as much as I want so that I can also figure out what I really want to do and who I really want to be? So again, have a conversation with your future self. Make a decision today based on where you want to be tomorrow. I will see you in another future episode. Please share this with 1 or 2 mental health providers, healers, service providers that you know. If you have not done so already, I would greatly appreciate it based on wherever you're listening to this podcast episode at. If you could please subscribe or follow the podcast and then also leave a 5-star review. When you do that, it does show the platform that people like the podcast episodes. And because you also rated it and gave it a review, it gives other people some sense of like what the podcast is like. So some examples, not saying you got to say this, but most feedback that I get is like, I love your down to earth tone. You're feeling like I'm your friend. Like I know you. Like that is the one thing that I do get a lot when people end up joining our programs. It's like, when I found you, I binge watch, then I binge listen. I didn't realize you had a podcast and I had so much value. So I was listening to that until I was able to join your program. I already felt like I know you. And I'm like, that is so dope, right? So I am living and walking in my purpose. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know you enjoyed this episode. And I will talk to you in the next one. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.